We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, sir.
Hello.
Alec Benjamin with guitar?
Yeah.
Do you just travel around with that always? Just
well, yeah.
In tow?
Yeah, always. Yeah, I mean, I'm never traveling if it's not really related to my music, so.
It's true.
Yeah, so
always by your side. Yeah. All reliable. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having
me. Appreciate it. In town, Philadelphia, the show at the Met?
Yes, sir.
It's exciting. Yeah. One of my favorite venues in the city.
Yeah, I've never been there, but I've heard great things, so I'm looking forward to it.
I've seen a lot of incredible shows there. So welcome. Welcome to TDY Studios. It's got to be your first time here.
Yeah, this building is really cool.
Pretty nice, right?
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
It's good to see you again.
Yeah, you too, man.
When was the last time we saw each other?
Before 2020.
Yeah, it must be.
It's been a few years.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's take it back to 2020. You released your debut album.
Yeah. Went.
During a global pandemic
started.
Which is fantastic timing.
Yeah.
No one's really winning at life. It's a tough time for
you. It was actually on the day that all of the protests started in Los Angeles and everything, so, and countrywide. So it was just like, it just happened to be like, even in a bad time, it was the worst
The
moment.
Worst time.
Yeah.
The worst
yeah.
Wow.
But it's okay. You know, I learned a lot from it and you know, it is what it is, right? Like, ultimately, the good thing about the music is that, you know, it lives on past the date of release. So.
Right. Okay. There's no expiration date on there.
Yeah.
Fans can go to it whenever they want.
Right, yeah.
So, but nonetheless, you put out this body of work. It's your debut album. It's your mm-hmm. baby. Obviously, the world's in the state that it's in.
Right.
How is your mental headspace? How are you taking this?
Not great. I'm not going to lie to you.
I would assume that.
It wasn't fun. But, you know, it is what it is. Like, you have to sort of, like, move past it. And so, ultimately, like, I just, like, kind of, just like everybody else, I stopped working for a little bit and was just, like, I mean, not everybody else. There were a lot of people who were doing, like, very important jobs, like, you know, making sure people got groceries and, you
yeah.
know, driving people to and from different places and stuff. So, you know, not like everybody else. I had the luxury of having been at home, and I just, you know, I stopped for a little bit, and then I decided to make some more music, and now here I am.
That's
with
that's
more music.
Yeah, exactly. You kept going. But there was a moment, correct me if I'm wrong, but you honestly started thinking about plan B. Like, you started thinking, like, I think a lot of us did during the pandemic, because there's a lot of unknown.
Mm-hmm.
I thought those same things too. Like, what's my plan B? What's my exit strategy? We don't know what the world's going to be like.
Right.
Were you thinking those thoughts?
And yeah, I mean, I didn't get anywhere, like, substantive, because I didn't come up with a good plan B, so
I didn't either. I'm still here.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, what am I qualified
well,
for?
Well, that's good that we're still here, though.
We're still here. We made
you
it.
Know, but now I'm sort of just, like, kind of, like, picking up the pieces and getting started again, and it's nice that I still had, you know, I feel lucky that I still had a job to come back to, and people are still wanting to listen to my music, and I have a second chance, so that made me feel good. But I'm not sure what my plan B would be.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Hopefully never.
Yeah, hopefully never.
So you take some time off during quarantine. You're reflecting. You just dropped the debut album. So what made you pick up the pen again? And then what was the first song you wrote?
Well, I think what made me start making music again was there was, like, a lot of stuff going on in the world that impacted me in different ways. And then I sort of felt like, you know, I wanted to talk about it, and the best way I know to express myself is through music. So I just started writing songs, and I didn't necessarily at the time anticipate that the music I was making would turn into an album, but it did. And the first song I wrote is a song called Hill I Will Die On,
nice.
Which is about, like, what was going on around the time of the protests and, you know, found sort of like everybody kind of like reached their breaking point in different ways. And so that's what the song is about.
You know, you've always been very outspoken about mental health. How was your mental health during the pandemic and during quarantine? Like, I've always struggled with anxiety, been through, you know, in therapy throughout my whole life. Was your anxiety through the roof during this time? Because mine, surprisingly, was not. It was the opposite. I'm not sure why. Hard to explain. Maybe because I was inside with my loved ones and that's all I needed or wanted. Walk me through just your, I don't know, your mental headspace during that time.
Well, I do better when I'm busy and I don't have time to think about things. And so when I have too much downtime, I like start, my mind starts to wander and I get anxious. And so I think it wasn't really great, but I'm only starting now like to realize like, well, no, it wasn't good. I gained a lot of weight.
I did do that. I think everyone had their fair share of that, right?
Yeah. I didn't eat very well. You know, I'm not like a big drinker, but I definitely drank more than I've ever drank, you know, and I feel like ultimately all of that had like an adverse impact on my mental state. And then also it was just like really sad because I missed my life before. But there were definitely parts of the pandemic that like I'll look back on and be like, oh man, like that was cool that I got to spend so much time with my mom and dad. You know, that's really awesome because normally I'm on the road, I'm touring, and as much as I love doing this, I do miss out on time with my family. But I think, you know, overall, I definitely struggled a lot. But I was probably also struggling with some of the, you know, things that were sort of like left over from before the pandemic that I hadn't had time to deal with. And now that I had all this extra time, I was able to deal with it and I had to face it. And that wasn't so pleasant.
Right. Sure. But this all led to this new chapter,
yes.
Which is on Commentary, the album that you released in April. Congratulations on this
Thanks.
Project.
Thank
the
you.
Songs that you wrote over, you know, quarantine, the pandemic, now they're out into the world. Mm-hmm. How does it feel to have this project out?
It feels good. It's a totally different, it's like a new, it's a, it feels good. Yeah. It's weird. It's like totally weird getting used to everything again and figuring out like, you know, everyone's kind of getting back to it still. I feel like, you know, it's like it was such a cataclysmic shift in the world where it's like, it's not like all of a sudden you don't just snap and everything goes back to normal. So, you know, trying to figure out what it means to like, you know, release an album now, it's all different. The landscape has changed, but ultimately at the end of the day, it's still the same. You know, you put out music, you tour it, and then you see what people think, and then you go make more music and you tour it again.
So, rinse and repeat.
Yeah, here we are.
It's the same formula, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not too much has changed, and touring is going to feel so good for you. Did I read right that like, You were talking to a therapist and you were saying that if you couldn't perform, you wouldn't even want to do music.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Yeah. Performing feels good. It feels good. Yeah.
Just the writing aspect, because I know you're a songwriter at heart, that alone is not enough for you to feel fulfilled.
Well, if you don't get
industry.
To share the ideas that you make in your songs, then it's like feels like it's kind of like, I mean, I make music so that I can communicate and reach out to other people and sort of share my ideas. And for me, like the best form for doing that is in a live setting. And so if I didn't have the ability to do that, I don't think that it would be something that I would really want to do.
Yeah.
But also like getting to post stuff and release music, you know, I suppose like, you know, getting to like have a song played on the radio or getting to release it online or whatever is cool. But it doesn't really get me going as much as like getting to take my guitar and walk into a venue or even just like walk into a room of people and just play the song.
Yeah, to have that raw energy, that connection with your fans. I'm sure having them sing the lyrics back at you, I'm sure it's just an unreal feeling that you can't really
even sometimes though, like getting to play in a room of people where like people are quiet and they're not saying anything, but just to know that people are listening to you,
right,
is nice.
That's amazing. So you're here, you're at the Met. Oh, you know, the one thing that has changed with the music industry is the social media aspect. What are your thoughts on this? Because I avoid social media. I hate it. I think you're similar in that way, but you needed to use it as a vehicle to promote your music. And your single now is big on TikTok. So how do you weigh the good and the bad when it comes to social media and using it to your benefit?
Well, it's a sort of like, I think ultimately like the music will always outlast like the platforms that it populates. But, you know, I'd like for my music to have success, you know, while I'm alive and, and also like, you know, within a short enough, time span from its release, that it, incentivizes everybody around me to help me promote it. So, I feel like in that regard, I have to engage with the social media platforms because they do help promote the music, like, right now. But I try to, at the same time, just be conscious of the fact that, like, you know, these things are, like, still sort of, like, they're not, I can't take them as seriously as I once did, because if I do, it will just destroy me. And also, like, you know, I think that, I don't know, man. I don't love it, but it's just part of it. You know, It's always been part of it. It was MySpace when I first started, or when my sister was, like, listening to Warped Tour bands, and if it wasn't MySpace, and it was Twitter, and then it was
It's
Facebook,
always something, right?
It's just always something, you know, so. But then again, like, you know, you have to sort of just, like, take it with a grain of salt. But, you know, you gotta, it is what it is. And you gotta do it.
Just gotta set your boundaries, right?
Yeah.
And make it make sense for you and for what you do, and not be fake about it, or.
Yeah. I don't know. That's such a big question, because it's like, honestly, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what I think about it. It is what it is.
It exists whether we like it or not. So.
Yeah. But I try to just remind myself that, like, that stuff is, like, you know, it's very, like, of the moment. And if it bothers me now or whatever, good shot that it's not gonna be a different thing. But then it's like, you have to spend so much time, like, learning about something that you know is not gonna, like, really
ain't that
be
the
around
truth.
For that long. And then it's like,
yeah.
You know, it's like trying to figure out a way to divide, like, your mental capital, so that, because it's like all the time that you spend doing those things, you could be, like, making songs or.
And they're just going to change the algorithm in a week or whatever anyway. So it's
yeah,
all
I mean, like, also, like, I remember it was Vine, like, when I first got signed, you know, and then it was, like, then it was not Vine, then it was Instagram, and then it was TikTok, and then it was, you know, and it's everyone's like, oh, it's, like, the next big thing, man. It's like, is it?
Can I just write songs and perform them? Can I just do that?
But, you know, it is what it is. It's part of it, I suppose. I suppose evolution is not, like, it's supposed to be a painful process. That's why you have to evolve. You know?
Yeah, evolve and change and. And that, the song that we're talking about, your single, it's big on TikTok and big in the streams.
Yeah.
Devil Doesn't Bargain.
And it was a very painful process for me to have to sort of, like, catalyze the sound and, like, get it to go. And then once it does go, and it's like, oh, well, then it's slowing down, it's speeding up, and it's like, yeah.
Well, let's talk about the art of the song, which is, you know, why we're all here, why you're here. Talk to me about the making of the song, the writing of the song, what the song means to you.
Well, it's about two things. I tell you the true story, and then, well, so I was frustrated with my record company, and I wrote it about them.
This is Columbia?
No, this is Atlantic.
It's Atlantic.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I felt like...
Your second ex.
Yeah, I felt like they weren't listening to me, and I felt like they weren't giving me what I wanted.
Mm.
So I wrote The Devil Doesn't Bark.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And then I changed the meaning, because also at the time, I had a friend who was in a relationship that was, like, really not good for her. And I had also been in a relationship like that and needed someone to tell me, like, stop going back to this person.
Mm.
You know? So I, like, changed the lyrics to be about that.
That's amazing.
But, yeah, well, yeah, so it was, like, I feel like it's a similar feeling. Like, it doesn't matter if you have sort of, like, it's a business relationship, or if it's, like, a friendship, or if it's a romantic relationship, you know, there's oftentimes where, like, you know, you just kind of have to, it is what it is, you know, you gotta level set your expectations. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Alec Benjamin, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Should I throw something at you? Should I throw you underwear? Do people throw underwear at you?
I don't know. No. You could if you wanted to.
Though. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.